Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now steps up in the pocket, throws, now he's going to run, and the Beast has once again been released. Josh Allen with a 6-yard touchdown romp. His second rushing touchdown of the day. 4 total touchdowns from the Bills QB. Can you say MVP?
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Jeremy and Joe, happy football Monday. Victory Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Josh Allen, 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns. Khalil Shakir, I'll give him the play of the day for that stretch and yak. Although Allen is pretty good, too.
I can't believe Shakir got in, though.
Yeah.
He needed to surf on top of one of the Cardinals' corners to get in.
If he hadn't and had been marked down to the 1, Josh Allen would have 3 rushing touchdowns, I bet.
Because they would have pushed him in from the 1.
Yeah, he'd be at the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
Okay, so, got some numbers for you on this. And, it's funny, the way that, for me, it's not necessarily a war on running the football for me, but I do have a problem with the way we talk about it. And I'll get to defending the Bills first. Josh writes, in the book on the Bills' defense is out, and it's relatively the same as every other year. You can gash them on the ground. What'd they give up on the ground? What'd they give up on the ground to Arizona Cardinals running backs? What did they give up on the ground? They got gashed on the ground. What'd they give up?
I don't remember there ever being run plays in the second half. So what'd they give up, like 70 yards, 80 yards?
That's right. 70 yards. Kyler went for 11 yards per carry on scrambles. He might have had one design run.
One design run
for Kyler.
Yeah.
James Conner, 16 carries for 50 yards. That is not getting gashed.
Nope.
3.1 yards per carry.
Nope.
Trey Benson, 3 carries for 13, 4.3 yards per carry. The Bills did not get gashed on the ground.
No.
And, flip side, how did the Bills run the ball? I will be the first one to tell you, it really felt like they ran the ball pretty well. They really didn't. Josh Allen had a good game carrying the football, but James Cook was 19 for 71, 3.7 yards per carry. Like, did not have a great day running the football. When we've seen great days running the football.
And how many of those were even Allen designed runs? 2?
Mm-hmm.
The touchdown, right? And the first touchdown run was designed. And then he had a QB sneak that was designed. Does that count as a design run? And that was probably it.
Yeah.
Everything else was a scramble.
So if anyone's wanting to look into run-pass ratio and stuff like that, if you care about that, I do care about this because, it's week one. And if all you care about is, they won the game, then that's great. And a lot of Bills fans are trying to dig into, what does it mean? How does, Coleman flashing a bit. Maybe he's earning more targets and, all that comes with it. I've got it at, I only took out one drive. And that's the 2-minute drill drive for the Bills at the end of the first half.
Okay.
As they're trying to get back into this game, that's time winding down. That's a heavy pass script because of when they get the ball, right?
Yep.
It is, they get the ball 2:21 left in the first half.
Okay.
Okay. Or no, I'm sorry. That's not right. It's a 7-play.
But it wasn't much more than that.
It was 2:40.
Yeah, 2:40.
2:40 left in this first half. Can I count that as a 2-minute drill kind of drive?
Sure.
Not running a regular offense. Take that one out. include all the rest.
Okay.
The Bills on first down ran the ball 16 times and passed it 5. 16-5 run to pass. On second down and 4 or less. Like I that's a number you could cherry pick any number you want. Why did I cherry pick second and 4?
Mm-hmm.
Because I go back to the playoff game against the Chiefs where on second and 4 or less they had 13 of those and they ran it 10 times. In this game, they had second and 4 or less 5 times and they ran it on 4. Like the first drive of the game, Cook ricks off a big run, and they go right back to it on second and 1. And, you know, whatever. We'll see how the offense evolves over time. And they probably liked their matchup with Arizona, who did not have a very good run defense last year, but I thought had a decent enough day yesterday. They look like they're going to be a run-heavier team. And week one shows that that might be lining up. There are good teams that run it. I'm not disputing it. You've got the Niners tonight who will probably come in run heavy, and the Lions are run heavy, and they're a good team. But the Bills, for most of the Josh Allen era, have been pass heavy, and Joe Brady took over, and that went more towards the run game. And so far, Kevin Cole of Unexpected Points, the Unexpected Points podcast, like what they can do, what some of these stat guys, data guys do, is neutral situations, how often teams run versus pass.
Yeah.
And where do the Bills rank in pass rate through week one?
All right.
The answer is 23rd. They're 23rd in the NFL in neutral situation pass rate.
That's a neutral pass rate or expected drop rate or something like that? Because I have their neutral pass rate here in front of me.
Okay, what's that?
And I've got it from Hayden Winks tweeted this out. This is the data is from the NFL. NFL okay. Fast is like where the data comes from. The Bills they have is the 14th in pass rate. But it was only 47%, which last year would have ranked 29th. So, again, like I don't know what the difference here is, what they're taking out. Excludes under 2 minutes and a half. It does say that. Here you go. Win probability between 20 and 80%.
Gotcha.
So that's what they've got.
So they probably don't include the runs at the end of the game because there's 5 runs.
They might not also include like third and shorts maybe, right? Like
okay.
A third and 2 run.
However you want to slice it. Like
either way, though, like That's across the league, that would point to, okay, the league ran more.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Or in week one. What the Bills did, though, was run the ball more. If you would want that to go up. 47% neutral pass rate is very low. They're typically been a team that has been
65.
Above 60, 65.
Yeah. In the Dorsey and Dable versions of them.
Right.
And this might be the new Josh Allen. Like, this might be what, I mean, to throw the ball 23 times in a game, that's not often what happens. You know, McDermott has had his problems over the years when they get too pass happy. He wants the threat of a run game. And right now, the threat of a run game, I mean, it exists. If you're defending the Bills or game planning for the Bills, wouldn't you be more likely to believe they want to run it than ever before? They sure look like it. So, one game in and a heavy dose of the run game.
Very much.
19 carries for Cook. I had another friend send me this. Joe tweeted me a stat about this, about like Singletary versus Cook. So how many times has James Cook had 15 carries for the Bills versus how many times Devin Singletary did? Singletary got 15 carries in a game 8 times in 3 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, it felt like
Singletary.
That seems crazy.
Got 15 carries 8 times.
Okay.
You know what James Cook's number's at?
It's probably already the same, isn't
7.
It?
7. He's at 7.
Okay. So he'll get there like next week?
He is. James Cook has done it in 18 games.
Yeah.
What Singletary did in 3 years. So they are leaning on James Cook, who I think is really good. It's fun to watch him dance through traffic.
Yeah.
It's a strength of his. If he gets a little bit of space, he can dance pretty well. But if you're someone that is, whatever, sensitive to the run game taking over, I think that you might be happy the Bills won and eager to see how often they play like that. Justin in West Seneca. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first time calling. I actually kind of missed the drought era when you guys on Mondays, it was my therapy. But yesterday, I'm watching the game with people behind me, and you could tell Josh all day has been wanting that deep ball, but he kept taking the under routes, which is great to see, and it's nice to see everybody eating. But I don't even remember who scored this touchdown, but Deion Dawkins pretty much plowed the road, plowed a guy over for someone to score. And it's nice to see on offense, the whole team, they're all taking their part. Now, on the run game you were talking about, behind me in my seats, there's a kid my age, so we talk about, hey, we got to throw the ball. And his uncle's all about, you have to run it and impose your will. And it's just, we go back and forth all game talking about throw, pass, and I miss the pass days. I get the times when we have to run. I just think our offense evolves better if we pass the run rather than run the pass.
Yeah. We'll see. Like, again, it's opponent-driven and how you like your matchup against Arizona versus whatever, Miami. I don't know what to think about Miami.
I think they should have lost yesterday.
They probably should have lost. They probably should have lost.
I can't believe they won that game. It was 1 yard from being 24-3 Jaguars. Travis Etienne holds onto a football. It's 24-3. The game is over. And the next play is an 80-yard touchdown by Tyreek Hill, by the way. Like, it was a 30-second swing. And Hill's getting like arrested before the game, right? And happening.
It's the year of
Waddle gets ruled out for the game and then comes back 5 minutes later. Is that even allowed? I guess it is.
That is weird. It's the year of the star athlete getting arrested and then going and producing. Although Scheffler he didn't win the tournament.
Right.
803-0550. Right. Stat of the day. Let's get a stat of the day for you from around the NFL. This one comes courtesy of the New York Football Giants. I saw you retweet this.
Oh,
and this
so
one's
good.
This one's pretty good.
If you're a Giants fan, man, prayers for you. I mean, that was a tough day to open your season.
Since signing a 4-year, $160 million contract with the Giants before last season, Daniel Jones has thrown more touchdown passes to the other team than his own. He has 3 pick sixes and 2 touchdowns to his own team. Since signing a $160 million contract, 3 touchdowns to the bad guys, 2 touchdowns to the good guys.
That's so bad.
Drew Locke's going to have that job in a couple weeks. Maybe next week.
It should be. Who feels worse than a Giant fan this morning?
A Browns fan, possibly.
Okay? Yes.
A Panther.
Well, that because you are locked into that.
Yes, you are.
It looks like it's over, and it can't be over.
And they just restructured him.
I still don't understand why they did that. They locked themselves in for a third year. And then a Panthers fan feels, you know, you might already have felt that inside if you're a Panther fan, but that didn't. They were down 30-3 at the half.
The NFL kickoff numbers, most watched NFL kickoff game ever. And I wonder if tonight's Monday nighter sets a record for an opener because, listen, say what you will.
I can't wait for tonight.
Aaron Rodgers. Let's find out. If the Jets go on the road and beat the Niners, like, the AFC East is up, right? I mean, I know Miami is still there, and we'll see how the Bills do on Thursday.
And the Patriots are probably not going to do much more than what they did yesterday.
Right. But if the Jets go in there and win or look good, I mean, that's a conversation I'm sure we, of course, will have. So Rodgers tonight, his re-debut, if we may. 803-0550. Let's get more calls. What do you think about the run pass, Josh Allen's MVP start, the rookie performances? You can give us a call. It's Victory Monday, Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Looking to his right, pumps. Now has to roll out to his left.
Allen wide open to Shakir at the 42, bounces off a tackle, 45, 50, over midfield. Big play by Khalil Shakir.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.